that time again. You know him, you love him. It's Mitch Evans, and it's Rick Limpert. This is WirelessWednesday.live. This is an experiment we're going to try out, see how it works. And every week I'm going to have Mitch Evans on here. I'm turning the tables. I'm going to host. Mitch is going to pop in with some expertise on sports and tech, and we're going to have some fun with this. Mitch, thanks for coming on as we debut some live and real audio programming on WirelessWednesday.live.
Hey, it's great to be with you. It's a little weird. It's a little surreal. All of a sudden, I'm the Shell Answer Man.
Yeah, you'll be good at that. We've been doing this for almost over 5 years.
I know, amazing.
So it's only logical that we continue it in some form here on WirelessWednesday.live, where we have a built-in audience that I think are going to appreciate and enjoy this. So that's kind of my thought behind it. I don't know if you have anything else you want to add to it, but I think this is going to be fun.
Well, no, thanks for pulling me back in a little bit. I've been out of the loop for about 8 months, so this is great. The wife's been pushing me to do a podcast. I couldn't think of someone better to do it with you, at least to start me out a little bit, doing it with you. And you know, you've got yours established, so that's great. And, hey, fire away on our Super Bowl matchup for Super Bowl 51. In Houston with the Falcons and the Patriots. Wow.
Yeah, a big surprise for, I think, you know, maybe not late in the year. People maybe anticipated this a little bit, but I don't know what you think. It was just a big win for the city of Atlanta today and kind of a great way to close the Georgia Dome. They couldn't have wrote this script any better, yeah. I think, for them. I think it's going to be a tough matchup for the Falcons against the Patriots, though.
Well, first of all, I thought, as far as the game went, offensively, the Falcons continue to just do what they've been doing. You know, great balance. Matt Ryan played, again, like an MVP. Defensively, they got an Aaron Rodgers' face, and often, and they were also the beneficiary of some Packer mistakes. In that first half, Green Bay killed itself. And that was surprising. You know, I just, you know, wasn't expecting that. I think if the Packers didn't turn the ball over a couple of times there in the first half, didn't miss that field goal, that it would have been, you know, a much closer game. But the Falcons are relentless with that offense. And you know, fast and physical, that's the way Dan Quinn loves it. You know, the big question is now, you know, where are all those Matt Ryan and Thomas Dimitroff haters?
Well, they're not going to be seen around. They're wearing Falcon jerseys right now, and they're celebrating somewhere. So that's, you know, the Falcons went through some years there where there were some people that were held accountable and questions were asked. But I think they answered the doubters at least this year. And I think Dan Quinn's done a great job, and he's molded this team kind of in his image a little bit, kind of tough, and they don't back down to anyone. I think that's kind of what he's all about.
Look, he brings, you know, the mentality that they had from the Seahawks in his couple of years only as defensive coordinator there. Both years, by the way, Super Bowls. They won the first year, and of course they lost the second year at the end to the Patriots. So, you know, Thomas Dimitroff's still the Falcons GM. He's still there because of Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn was the guy that told Arthur Blank, I want to work with him, keep him, and they've worked great these last 2 years. Thomas Dimitroff's drafts the last couple of years have certainly been much, 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 much better than they were for, you know, probably the 5-6 years previous to that. You can't forget what he did originally with the Falcons after, you know, the Vic and Petrino fiascos. He really rescued the franchise and made them a solid team, drafted Matt Ryan. You know, they signed Bernard Turner as their first free agent. That was great. The defense was never as good as you wanted to be. Mike Smith, they hired as coach. He was very good for the first 5 years and then struggled the last couple. And then DQ's come in and really kind of brought that mentality that they had in Seattle. And you got to have players, though, Rick. And that's what I said. Drafting-wise, they've done a much better job of getting guys who can make plays on both sides of the football.
Yeah, nothing helps a defense more than a good offense, I think. And when you put that pressure, it takes another team out of their game a little bit, and that allows your defense to make some plays. Mitch, nobody covered the Falcons more objectively for years than you did. So you weren't a cheerleader, but you know, you called them out when you saw fit, but you gave them a props when they deserved it. So you've been a good voice for giving people accurate information about the Falcons. You continue to do that. And before we came on the air here, as the games wrapped up, I checked, and the early line installed is the Patriots -4. That's about right.
I saw -3. I really thought it might open less than a field goal. By the way, the over-under, at least the one that I saw, is 58, and that's an all-time record for the Super Bowl. The over-under was 60.5 for this game with the Packers, and I thought definitely over, and it just barely got over when the Falcons scored that touchdown late. So, again, if the Packers had done more in the first half, it would have been an easy over. And if it was the Steelers and the Falcons, I think the Birds would have been a slight favorite over Pittsburgh for this one. I love the Falcons as an underdog to the Patriots. And, hey, look, they're the gold standard. I also look at the Patriots and see what they did down the stretch after they lost to the Seahawks. And they did a great job, but you look at the teams they beat, and it's not that impressive. San Francisco, the Jets twice, the Rams, Baltimore, the Dolphins, the Texans, you know, and then the Steelers. So, you know, other than Ben and Flacco, you look at the rest of those quarterbacks and it's not, you know, anything to be that impressed about. It's also, you got the number one scoring offense, the Falcons, against the number one scoring defense in the Patriots. I think that makes it an interesting matchup. And Arthur Blank, when he came into the NFL, Robert Kraft was really his mentor. I think, you know, that's probably his best friend in the league. For Mr. Blank, it's great for Arthur Blank, very deserving that, you know, he finally gets the team to the Super Bowl for everything that he's done for Falcons Nation out there. And I think the big question too is can someone else other than the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl? The Falcons are going to get the chance to do that because, you know, the Patriots, they beat the Rams back in the day when they were a big underdog, and then beat the Eagles and beat the Panthers and, of course, beat the Seahawks. So big agenda for the Birds, but I think they're up to the task.
Going to be a defining moment for the Falcons franchise here as we wait 2 weeks for this game, and we'll talk about it. As we move into their technology portion, Mitch, of Wireless Wednesday.live.
Yes.
I'm going to run a few devices, gadgets by you like you would me. I saw these at CES, and we're just going to get maybe a couple sentences opinion from you on these. A lot of smart devices, like our smartphones, but now a smart patio umbrella debuted at CES. Shadecraft is a company, a smart, intelligence-controlled, solar-powered robot patio umbrella that adjusts based on the sun. You don't have to do the adjusting. And it takes into account weather and all sorts of things to position itself in the right spot. What do you think of that?
Wow. Well, the first thing I want to know is how much is it? Do we know how much that thing's going to cost?
We don't yet. It's going to debut later this year, and they didn't have a price yet. So that's key, I know.
It sounds amazing. Just cost for me would be the thing involved with that. If it's too much, I'd just stick with my old umbrella right now.
Yeah, me too. I can adjust it pretty well.
I could be the remote control for that.
The other smart thing, next thing, is a smart hairbrush. This is something that me and you don't have to worry about too much, but a smart hairbrush that counts brush strokes for individuals, quality of hair, gives you tips on hair care based on the type of hair you have. It's lightweight. It has nylon bristles that collect the data, and then it gives you recommendations on hair care products you might choose. Under $200, available later this year from L'Oreal.
If I had hair, and I haven't had hair for a very long time, I don't think I'd be interested in that thing for a couple of $100. That's just me.
Someone might.
Someone might.
I wouldn't be interested either. But
you know who would?
Who?
The 45th president of the United States. This is right up his alley. That, smack Trump on it. It sells.
The whole Trump family would love this. And as we wrap up, one other one, a smart shower head, Mitch, that lets you preheat your water from your smartphone. You can turn your shower on from the app on your smartphone. And then gives you a light. It lights up when you've surpassed 4 gallons of water used, so you can conserve water and save money maybe in your household. A couple different smart shower heads, and I thought these were kind of cool.
You know what? I'm very, very into my shower head, but I take long showers. There's not going to be anything. That light could go off, and I'll just keep the shower going. Unless it has an automatic shutoff, that would be a problem for me.
These were in the $100 range, so not too outrageous for a smart shower head. But the next week, Mitch, we're going to make you pick maybe something or give you something to talk about in the tech portion
okay.
as we wrap up here. So, Mitch, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week, WirelessWednesday.live.
Hey, Rick, thanks a lot, man. Great being with you again.
Good talking to you, Mitch. Thanks.